Visiting today with Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here, Mayor.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Hey, we've got first meeting of the month out of the way.
Yep.
And head towards the end of this fiscal year. And you officially have a new
city administrator.
Now.
Yep, Andrea Elmquist. Had a resolution approving her contract last night, and so this is her first full day as city administrator.
And then the next thing she said is, now what are we going to do for city clerk?
Yep. So the city clerk position will be vacated. We have the job description given to the council members, and they decided to do an internal listing, keep that open for 10 days. I think we'll have an internal applicant for that.
And then, again, should that not occur, then it can go out.
And we'll take next steps after that.
And it is a council appointment, once again.
Yes. Council will vote to approve that position.
So a lot of things happen.
Yeah, and we'll have some other changes in the office to kind of reimagine what services we need and things like that. Take the opportunity to see how we can make things more efficient.
So we keep working at, heard about that, the segregation of duties in the audit report.
Yep.
Not that you haven't already taken a lot of steps to do.
Yeah, we have a separate finance officer, but we handled a lot of large federal grants. And so they have extra scrutiny on that with segregation of duties when they do their auditing. But the actual presentation of the audit from Kevin Houston took about 5 minutes going through. It was a good audit. Really, the problems occurred with during this time we switched software systems, and there were some glitches, double counting, and stuff like that that they sussed out and worked with the software company to resolve.
They were able to work it through pretty quick.
So. Yep. So it was a lot of work on the front end, but on the back end, the result was perfectly fine.
So we did pretty well. And once again, I know they always pay attention to you close out this account, you didn't close out this one, and little paperwork.
That's right.
Things like that.
Yep. That's what they're the investigators.
And for those that want to read it.
You certainly can. Yeah, it's in the packet. Yeah.
It's there. And it shows all kinds of information.
Yeah, it goes into good detail about the structure of the city and the finances and stuff.
Houston Seaman's been doing it for a number of times. It doesn't take him very long to give that presentation.
Nope.
Holly Stecker there.
Big updates from Main Street.
Yeah.
So they had a branding session. Last week, and they turned around. They have a logo for downtown Boone, and Holly's been on a number of trips for training and getting ideas from other Main Street directors. She went to Philadelphia, Jefferson. Announced that the fundraising for the Arch project was nearing completion.
Yeah,
it's still a little bit to
go. Close.
Yep.
Working with Wayland, trying to find a location where it's not going to impede
our
infrastructure. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, staying away from light poles and things like that, and on land that the city owns. And they found a location on the north side of the corner of Fifth Street and Story.
That seems to be the focal point at this point, but still working on that. I was going to say on the Main Street side, the downtown Boone, powered by Main Street, that's going to be their theme moving forward. And
the official name of the organization, downtown
they did,
Boone.
They did some citywide cleanup. We've got the tree grate things.
The tree grates.
A lot of that done.
Yeah, the tree grates are going to be imminent. There are rails that are going to be put on there first, and then the grates on top, they're being cut. In the next few weeks, let's see here. They're going to paint the trash cans.
Yep.
Some students from the Advantage program from Boone High School are going to paint the trash cans in different patterns at the green space. So that'll be nice looking.
And the grates that are going to be made, actually machined. Students are going to be doing this, but they're working with Lane.
Yes. So it's a great partnership, public-private. And the students are going to come at the next meeting and describe their experience and the process that they took to make those grates.
That'd be good. Looking forward
to that.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. It'll be fun to hear from the students.
We did have the council last night getting the list of the human service grant recommendations. This is the 5% of the local option sales tax dedicated to human service. You used to sit on this committee.
I was on the committee for a couple of years. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a fun committee to be on because you get to give money to these critical organizations. So the number of applicants was lower this year, so they were able to give more to the applicants that did apply, in particular, HRDA. HRDA generally asked for quite a bit of money, and they got a little bit more this year because of the number of applicants.
So, again, that that's comes up, and they do applications every April, and I think you give them part of the money in July and then the other half in January.
Yeah, I think it's spread out two payments per fiscal year.
So for those agencies, 501c3s, again, that's what they're – it's dollars there. That are available
it's
there.
It's in the code, yep.
We did have – oh, I was going to go back to when we were talking about the getting going through the administrative interviews and everything else. We did – because Andrea was involved with it, then we to go to our deputy clerk, and she was pretty busy.
Yes, deputy clerk Kim Majors, she really picked up the ball and made things flow smoothly in a number of different ways. With Administrator Scare's absence and then Andrea being part of the applicant pool, a lot of extra duties fell her way. So I felt it was appropriate to have a resolution recognizing her contribution with a salary adjustment for that as well, a one-time salary adjustment, just to recognize her extra work. She did a fantastic job.
She did put in a lot of extra time compared to what she normally does.
She definitely did.
You had proclamations galore.
We had three proclamations. These are actually the same three that were done last year, but I didn't read all of them last year. I figured it would be good to formalize them. Project Safe Drug-Free Class of 2025, that's one we do every year. The library has really been working on mental health awareness, and so Mr. Z sent me a proclamation about declaring May Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yep.
And then kind of going along with that, we have May as Arbor Month. And, you know, what's better for your mental health than sitting under a tree?
Or planting a tree.
Or planting a tree.
We had even more planted downtown here.
That's right. So, yep.
Anyway, those were the proclamations that came up last night. Had a variety of other things as well. People might be wondering. I know June Farmers Market comes up.
Yes.
So they came in and said last year during the redoing of the street, they had an opportunity to set up at 628, right on 7th at 620.
Yes.
In there.
Yep.
That was. And it worked out really well for them.
They liked having that open space for the farmers market on the old fairway lot, 628 story. And so they requested to use that lot, which the city owned again. And that was no problem at all. And if the ground is soft from a bunch of rain and they can't really use it, they're welcome to do a quick street closure to move on to the street. And that's not going to be a problem at all.
And I know that's one of the things Public Works, Waylon brought up.
Absolutely. So it's great to have them working together.
If it requires it, we'll move quick. At this point, nobody's acquired that property, so it's still available. Again, this
still
is something they can
use.
So, and it did work out pretty good. That's one thing they liked, too, was they didn't have to block off the street.
Yep. Yeah, so there are pros and cons for doing that. You kind of get more eyeballs when people do have to stop, but on the other hand, that people can park all the way around the farmer's market, too.
So there's a lot of space there.
Yep.
Because we have all those parking spaces now.
Yeah, we have a lot of parking spaces.
Council did get a little update, did get the resolution for the next phase of what I call sump pump inspection, I&I.
Phase 7 I&I. And so that's going to be the southeast part of town. Basically, business as usual with that. There's nothing special about this area.
Yeah,
so
we have a lot of residential in there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of residential there.
And already, because people are going to ask, so has it been working? Do we know if it's been working? And I think some of the indications, the numbers, and I know they don't do flow monitoring all the time.
Yeah, you really look at, when you have a heavy rainstorm, how much of that clear water is coming. You know, do you see spikes in the amount of the wastewater treatment facility? And we're not seeing those spikes, so that means it's working.
Bottom line is it's helping.
Yeah, absolutely. It keeps costs down for everybody.
So we do have, and I know that's one of the things Utility Committee gets to talk about, is people that haven't done it yet are getting penalized.
That's right.
So we encourage them to.
Yeah, the penalty is just there to encourage people to take part in the program, get that clear water out, or prove that you're not having clear water go into the sanitary sewer.
So you remember when they came by your house? Did they?
Mine has not been in the thing yet.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'm going to be one of the last ones, apparently.
Oh, in that area. I remember when they came by mine. It was very quick. Come in, check, man. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Goodbye. And then I got a letter from them.
So, yeah, it's a pretty easy process.
We do have, engineer Perry Jerzvik did have a couple of things to report on last night. Mm-hmm. One, again, Public Works and Wayland Andrews had said this is something he had wanted for some time, and having somebody like an engineer kind of sets it up for you. The preservation of your recently paved roads.
Yep, 8th Street and 11th Street had a large amount of resurfacing done there in the past few years. 8th Street's been a number of years, actually, and they're getting some cracks and things like that. And so Perry looked at having some cleaning and filling of those cracks from different companies, and they got a really great bid for $17,500.
Yeah, so going to be doing those. And once again, he said this is just, to preserve what's there.
Yep, maintenance.
And try to, reduce maintenance. Hard to believe. You have to keep doing that. Well, we just did that.
Yeah.
But it does. Traffic, you get cracks in them and stuff. And, season helps a lot.
Yep.
The downside was disappointment, I'm going to say, because...
this other portion of the report, we have this large headworks project at the wastewater treatment facility. We had only one bid, and that came in $900,000 over what we had estimated. And so certainly that's not going to be able to be achieved. We're going to take it back to the drawing board, see if there are changes we can make to the project itself. There was also competition and bidding with Winterset, mm-hmm. which we were not aware of when it went out for bid. So waiting a little while might get some other bidders to the table.
Now, the big thing here is, and this is, people are going to go, Daisy related. This is not.
Yeah,
this was actually, you were still on the utility committee.
I was utility on that. This is routine upgrades and things like that, maintenance.
Just need to be done.
This is just standard operating procedure, yeah.
And once again, so this project actually had started a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and,
it's crazy how long these things take to put all together.
So we will have more coming up on that, more bids, things like that. Now, we did have a couple of other things that are going on. People will see some work that's going to be done around City Hall. We're getting some new lighting.
Yep, update our lighting fixtures.
Not going to be laser type lighting, folks. But
LED.
We are going to get change from the incandescent LEDs.
Yep, change over to LED lighting. Save a bunch of money on utility bills. Make the light better.
And Alliant tossed in a pretty good grant to help you out there.
Yep, absolutely. Lighten the load a little bit on that. So we'll do half now and half later.
Yeah, this will be a lot of like in the fire department inside, and then the exterior. Some of the LED lights.
Yeah, and those LEDs they last quite a bit longer than your incandescent, so it's a lot less work. In maintenance and stuff like that too.
So the part I got a laugh this morning when I said the police department needs a new fax machine.
Right.
And people are going, fax machine?
People still fax. Yeah. I mean,
do for security reasons.
Sensitive records need to be faxed. You'll see that a lot. Police departments, hospitals, and things of that nature still have to have fax machines.
So they are going to be going ahead with that. And I think that was already budgeted.
Yes. That's part of their overall printer contract.
Okay.
They're going to roll that in
so
there.
So working with Access on that. We got that part taken care of. Once again, another application for some of the Iowa Workforce Housing Tax Credit Program.
Yep.
And Elite, this is for them. And these are for individual residents.
Three individual.
Not apartments.
That's right. Three individual single-family housing units. Two on Green Street, and I don't recall the third one is on a different street.
So,
but single-family homes, owner-occupied, and we'll get some new houses out
they've
there.
They've been doing quite a bit of infill work, haven't they?
Yes, they have been. That's great to see.
So that one of those, council signed off on that, and otherwise, that was mostly it. It seemed like there was a lot more stuff there.
There was a lot written down, but when you get into it, it kind of flowed pretty quickly.
Some of the presentations.
Chief Adams announced the reminder that on the 18th, the fire department will have a pancake breakfast.
Pancakes! So over there at the fire department.
Help them raise some funds.
That'll be a Sunday morning, so mm-hmm. plan to attend. Okay, I do know that we have a group that will be going with Ames Regional Economic Alliance.
Yep.
I have to keep doing the acronym.
The Alliance.
It's several of the council members are. Will Andrea be?
Andrea's going.
She will be going because we wanted the administrator to be
there. Yep, absolutely.
And this is a visit basically to talk to a number of the representatives.
Basically, the whole congressional delegation of Iowa. Yeah. They're speaking to, they weren't able to schedule a meeting with Ashley Hinson, but they have a number of items that they've really thought about. What do they want to bring up? What do we need here? What can these representatives and senators bring back to Boone? What do they need to know about? And so obviously concerns about the railroad, block crossings, the underpass, you know, making
that's
sure.
That's just going to be a continuation.
We're going to continue. Yeah, we discussed that last year. Getting some aesthetic improvements on that over that underpass. Yeah. Discuss with them what their plan is on lead service line abatement, where the fund's going to be coming from for that. Advocate for funds for our residents. Talking about rural broadband expansion for our downtown area. It turns out that it's been very difficult to get broadband downtown because of all the infrastructure that's involved. Mm-hmm. But other places in town, we've done a very good job. With Ogden Telephone.
And we want to point out, we're not the only ones doing this.
No.
Nevada will also be doing a lot of
the Nevada's going
same,
as well. Yep, they're part of the alliance. So.
Same things. And again, this is, once you get there as a group and...
We're all speaking the same voice about the same things. It gets harder for them to ignore our needs.
Both looking for, perfect example, what kind of funding might be available to assist with some housing development.
Yep, rural housing, like tax credits, and things of that nature.
So they're important.
Yep.
And those are things we'll keep working on.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
We have to keep doing that too. Lisa Kahokele. Was one of those who graduated from the Citizens Police Academy.
Yeah.
She was really excited.
She and her husband, Dan, had a great time learning all about the ins and outs of the police department, their day-to-day, doing some activities, going to the shooting range and things like that, going on ride-alongs. That was funded by a grant as well, so that's a really good thing that they're able to continue doing that. And they had a really nice, large class this time.
They did, they were pretty excited. I think we have a lot of new police officers, so they also get to
be meet a part different of citizens that. As well, you know, and so that's a good way to build a bridge and have people get to know one another a little bit better.
Well, Jamie Williams did let us know, and I had the library on recently, and Mr. Z was reminding people we're getting a book bicycle.
A book bike, yes.
It's actually looks like, well... Anyway, it's something he's not going to tip over on. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, books delivered to you. They're going to unveil that Wednesday at 6:30. So stop on down to the library for that. And then they have their annual summer reading festival kickoff carnival on June 2nd at 4 p.m.
June 2nd. So a lot more coming up on that.
A lot of fun
that.
At the library, yeah.
Yeah. Did want to say the one other thing. Well, I was going to have you explain. I told people, I said, we'll let the mayor talk about this. Obviously, we've got the budget amendment going to be on the next. So, the count again, that was approved. And then we also have a piece of property for sale.
Oh, yes.
And this is going to be basically the new process you're going to go through.
Yeah, we're reforming the way that we list our city-owned properties that we have for sale. There's a section on the website for it. Right now, we just have the one at 721 Lynn Street. Mm-hmm. We did the public hearing first just to let, you know, the formality of selling the property, but bids are open for that. Last I know, we had two bids on that property.
And that's something you wanted to do occasionally. You get multiple bids for it. Like we kind of went through that experience.
Yeah, we learned from the past experience on that lot in West Boone and thought, actually, Andre Almquist, the new city administrator, felt like she could do something a little bit different to make the process more smooth.
A little smoother and try to hasten it, I guess.
I think
still
so
have
too.
Multiple people bid on
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so.
And the biggest goal really is to get construction of new single-family homes on those lots.
Yeah. One of the others, again, finally, we did actually have a resident, raised a question about actually surfacing the tennis courts.
Park. Public comment. We had a question about resurfacing the Mikos Park tennis courts. There are six courts over there. The city had budgeted $25,000 for resurfacing. It was an understanding from a long time ago that there was a shared cost of resurfacing with school district. It turns out that the 2080 agreement did not have that in there. And so the school district did not budget for those funds. But I talked with Park Director Cornelis, and he's going to look at just resurfacing half of them now and figure out a timeline for the other half.
We'll be doing that. By the way, he also provided the council a little update because last meeting, Yes. You did allow him to go ahead and spend some dollars for a new heater for the swimming pool.
That's right. But we did a budget amendment for the heater of the swimming pool. The heater's going out. We have to have that, and we need to get it in before the season starts. And it looks like the timeline is going to be conducive for that. In the next couple of weeks, they'll get that new high-efficiency heater in. So that'll also be another thing that'll save us on our utilities at the pool.
And we get the roof fixed. Folks, roof. In case you were wondering, it was the blizzard. It wasn't a derecho or anything.
Right.
The blizzard
actually
took a toll on it.
Yep, and that's there's insurance claim on that. So.
But they're hoping to get everything over there completed and ready to go for the season.
For a great pool season. So there were some benches on there as well and some fall protection at Franklin Park that was in that budget amendment. Okay. So you'll see some more stuff going at Franklin Park.
There's a number of things that are happening there. Once again, Boone City Council did meet last night. We do have a couple of committee meetings that will be coming up, but otherwise your next regular meeting will be on the 19th.
On the 19th of May.
So, and again, that'll be a day after pancakes for the firemen. So.
That's right.
keep doing that. Boone Mayor Eli Steins, thanks for taking time to join us today.
Thanks for having me.